Yeah, you know, Big Tent Revival was just kind of one of those, you know, I joke with people all the time, you know, if you've heard Old Church Choir, which was on my very first record, I say this is kind of version 2.0, I guess you could say. You know, I've always loved songs that kind of, you know, kind of tug on kind of a nostalgia kind of heartstring, or kind of when you hear a lyric and you hear a sound, it kind of already puts you in that place. Like for me, whenever I hear this song, I'm like transported to this picture of exactly what I think this looks like in my mind. And so, you know, I grew up as a kid in Arkansas. My grandparents were huge music lovers. My mom and dad were. And we used to travel around and watch, you know, gospel groups and bluegrass groups. And we would go to these tent revivals as a kid that, you know, sometimes might last all night long. And that was kind of the idea. Like, how do I tap into all the sights and sounds of the things that I grew up on as a kid and put that in a song, you know?
Right.
And that was really it for that one, you know. It was kind of like, just how do we make a fun, you know, kind of swampy,
right,
you know, something that feels like this is what you'd be, you know, rolling into when you go to this tent revival. And then with Heart of God, it was just, you know, maybe to me one of my favorite songs I've ever been a part of, just because I love the message. You know, I love what it says. You know, for me growing up as a kid in church, I had this completely other, you know, idea of who I thought God was growing up as a kid. I had this kind of, I thought he just sat on his throne all day with his arms crossed, kind of judge and jury, more or less shaking his head at everything I did wrong. You know, I didn't really truly understand what God was or who he was or what he had done for me until I started having my own children. And, you know, you realize when you become a father, like, how many chances you're willing to give your child, you know, how much you love them. And then when you hear the stories and you know what God's done for us and, you know, the love that he had for us, you know, I think there's no way I could send my son to go die for the sins of the world, you know. But God loved us so much that he did that, and then Jesus chose to do that because he loved us. He didn't have to. And so the bridge kind of talks about this, like, he's not sitting there shaking his head, writing you off, leaving you off. Like, that was it. Like, God didn't leave us all lost. You know, he went to the cross for us because he loves us. And that, for me, like, when I think of God now, that's the heart of God. Like, when I think of God, that's the first thing that comes to mind is love, you know. And so it was just kind of one of those things, like, as I've gotten older, you know, obviously, I've seen grace in my own life. I've felt his mercy. And so it was just one of those songs that I feel like everybody can relate to at some point in their life.